Yeah, the Gemara on the Sof Hey on the base. Omar Rav, the first very wide line. Omar Rav, Halacha Kerub Shimon ben Eloza, Chayin Omar Bali, Omar Rav Yaakov Brod Shmuel, Halacha Kerub Shimon ben Eloza. Rav Omar, Ein Halacha Kerub Shimon ben Eloza. Rav Rom, you're a magician. I can see your screen twice on my screen. There's two of you.
Amazing.
And you need to mute also.
Both of you. One of your screens is muted, one is not. Very strange. You're on twice, above all. Okay, so we have a discussion in the Gemara whether the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza. Remember, we saw a discussion yesterday. A machloikus between Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza and other opinions, lefnei amita or achar amita. We have a discussion over here whether the halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza or not. Says the Gemara. First word on the second wide, the last word on the second wide line. Rav Achoy, Yasik Lei, Rav Achoy was Isaac. He was involved. Lebrei Bei Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, in the son of Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Ailei Luchupa. He was involved in the Chasna for whatever reason, and he was the one who brought him to the Chupa. However, Veloy Hava Mistaya Milsa. What does that mean, Veloy Hava Mistaya Milsa? So literally translated, the Milsa, the matter, Veloy Hava Mistaya, it did not work out. It was not successful. Now, what was not successful? So look at Rashi. Ailei Luchupe. He brought him to the Chupa. Veloy Hava Mistaya Milsa, says Rashi, Denusuin. The marriage, when attempting to consummate the marriage, Shaloi Hoya Yochoil Livoil. He was unable to have relations, he was unable, the chosen, to consummate the marriage. Something was going wrong. So Ozal Basre Le'iyuni. So Rav Achoy followed him to check up. After all, Rav Achoy was the one who, for some reason, was involved in his chasna, so he felt his responsibility to see if everything is okay. So Ozal Basre, he follows him Le'iyuni to be Ma'ayin Chazen. He saw Sefer Torah de Mancha. And he saw there was a Sefer Torah that was resting there. Doesn't say it was on the floor or anything. It might have been in a mechubad place, but in the room that they were trying to consummate the marriage, there was actually a Sefer Torah. Oma lohu ichu hashta loy asoi sakanta lebri, says Rashi. Kimat sikantem es bni. You almost put my son in danger, lomus, of death, ba'oinesh ha'ovin, being punished for this sin. In other words, very lucky that he was not able to consummate the marriage. Why? Because had he done so in a room where there was a Sefer Torah, that would be considered a terrible Aveira. So he said to him, you put my son in danger, or at least you almost put my son in danger. Here you were, being involved in the Chasna. Why did you not take care of this? Why is it considered a Sakona? The Tanya, Bayis, Shiyesh, Boy, Sefer Torah, Oy Tfilin. A bias, which doesn't over here mean a house, it means a room, which has a Sefer Torah in it or tefillin in the same room. Asur l'shamash bayis amito. You're not allowed to have tashmish amito, means you're not allowed to have relations. Ad sheyotzeim, until you remove either the Sefer Torah or the tefillin, oy sheyanichem, or you put the Sefer Torah or the tefillin, kli betoich kli. It's got to be a double covering. So that was going on over here. In this room where there was a Sefer Torah with no covering, it was in the same room as they were trying to have relations. He said it could have ended up in disaster. Good thing that they were unable to be mekayim the mitzvah. But had they only consummated the marriage, then they would have been violating this issa of being meshameh shamita in the room of the Yesh B'Sefer Torah. So what is the solution? So you have two solutions. Either you take it out, the Sefer Torah, or you put it in a kli b'toich kli. Omar Abaya, lo yishonu elo b'keli she'enoi kelyon. This only works if you put it in a kli which is not its kli. If it is the kli that is specific to this, then that doesn't help. Avol b'kli shehu kelyon. But if you put it in a kli which is its kli, then afilu asara mani. Even if it's 10 kelim, ma'ani is a kli, it's not going to help. It's all considered kachad ma'ana domi. It's all considered like one kli. When we say you have to have one kli inside another, the outer kli has to be something which is not specific to this. But if it is a particular kli that is specific to this item, it is, for example, the Sefer Torah cover, then that's not considered a separate kli. Says Rashi, the bottom Rashi, afilu asara mani v'kulon kelyon, all of these kelim kechad ma'ana domi, would be considered just like one. So it's got to be a keli which is not its keli, with another keli which is not its keli. But if it's covered by the kli of that particular item, the Sefer Torah cover, then that's not considered a separate item. Why not? Because that's basically the cover for the Sefer Torah. That's part and parcel of the Sefer Torah. In order for it to be considered in a separate kli, it's got to be in a kli which is not its kli.
What about an aron, a box?
Yeah, very good, Shaila. If you have an aron, for example, so the Sefer Torah technically is in a kli b'toich kli because it's covered by the Sefer Torah cover in the aron HaKodesh. So therefore, according to our Gemara, that may well be considered not kli b'toich kli. Again, this is only an issue if it's in the same room. We'll see there are other eitzas. Omar Rava.
Is that we're only talking about the second kli has to be
correct. Correct.
Now, what about like a lot of these, like a tefillin bag has like a lining on the inside?
Yeah, that's all considered one.
It's all considered as a separate lining. Okay.
But a tefillin bag is a very good example of what we're talking about because the tefillin have their tefillin boxes and the boxes are now in the tefillin general bag and everybody would agree that general tefillin bag is specific to the tefillin.
But then you have that plastic, then some people have a plastic bag that's outside.
Again, as Morris says, even if it's 10 kelim, it's like one if those are specific to the tefillin. If you put it in a shopping bag, that's different. If you put it in the tefillin bag, that's just the cover for the tefillin.
No, but the plastic bag that's like the one that's made for the like the velvet tefillin bag, like you can put your sitter in there because it's not considered for the tefillin.
Okay, if you do, maybe one can discuss it. But even then, it's probably likely to say that its main usage is for the tefillin. As an extra convenience, you can put your sitter in there as well, but its main purpose is serving the tefillin. So that'd be a classic example. You have your tefillin inside the box, inside the velvet bag, inside the plastic bag, and that will be considered just one cover. Because those are all the covering of the tefillin, just part and parcel of the tefillin. In order, therefore, to have this heti, you'd have to now put it inside another box or a suitcase or a shopping bag. Omar Rava, glima. Glima is a cloak. Akamatra. So what's akamatria? So look at the top Rashi. Aragaz shel sfarim. Now, aragaz literally translated is normally a box, but it doesn't mean that. It means a wrapping for sfarim. Aragaz shel sfarim used to wrap the sfarim in some sort of glima, in some sort of cloak. He brings other ayahs, Rashi, to this strange looking word in the Megillah, komatri desifri, v'chein tirgum yenison, v'ginzei meroimim, almin dezehirin, machtin bekamatrin, v'chein, la'asher ala maltecha, la'das, la'da al kamatra, Okay, so this glima is a covering for the sforim. Says the Gemara, kekli betoich kli domi. Yes, that would be considered a kli betoich kli. Why? Says Rashi on the fourth line, the ha glima, because this cloak, lav kelyon hu, it's not the kli of the sforim. Yes, I am now using it to wrap the sforim, but that's not its official purpose. So therefore, if that would be one of your coverings for the sefer, then that would be absolutely fine because that would be considered a separate covering. It is not specific to the sefer. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Sefer Torah, so we've already said so far, two possible etzas. Either take the sefer Torah out of the room or make sure it's covered in a double covering, but it's got to be that the double covering is not its cover. Omer Rav Shua ben Levi, Sefer Torah, Tzorich Lasois Loi Mechitza Asara. When it comes to a Sefer Torah, Rav Shua ben Levi is of the opinion that one must make a Mechitza. As we know, we mentioned this yesterday, we've mentioned this when we learned Sukkah many times, a Mechitza Asara always divides two separate domains. So if you have a mechitza, you put up a mechitza between where the bed is and where the Sefer Torah is, if the mechitza is 10 tefachim tall, so now the Sefer Torah is considered to be in a separate rishus. The whole issa is to be meshamesh in the same rishus as a Sefer Torah. But by virtue of this mechitza, which is 10 tefachim tall, it would now be considered as if the Sefer Torah is in a separate rishus, says Rashi. Mechitza asara, ve'im lav, loy yeshamish. And if you don't have a mechitza there, then do not be meshamish. So it sounds like Rabbi Shua ben Levi is saying, I do not want to rely on this heter of coverings. It's not good enough to have a cover, even if it's a double cover. When it comes to a Sefer Torah, you've got to have a mechitza. If you look at the top Tosfos, Sefer Torah Oisele Mechitza, the Dafka Sefer Torah, says Tosfos, the Gamba Chumoshim, Yesh Lahachme, but Kamoi B'Sifrei Torah, because a Chumash basically is a Torah. Abu Bashar Svarim, if you have a Gemara there, Dayon, B'Kisui, B'Alma, it would suffice just to have a covering, you don't need to have a Mechitza. Now, these halachas, by the way, are extremely Negea halacha l'maisa. Very negeh halacha l'maisa, and one has to take this into account. Very often, one can have a guest room where you put a couple to sleep there, and there are sforim in the room. That's very inconsiderate, therefore, to the guests, because then they're running into this problem of being meshamesh in a room where there are sforim. So they're going to have to cover the sforim. They're going to have to make a double cover or try to make a mechitza. It's a whole balagan. And so to the other way around, if you ever find yourself as a guest, or if you have a sefer in your room, one has to be makbid. Someone has next to their bed a chumash, a tehillim, a kriya shema card, whatever it may be. Then obviously one cannot be meshamash mitase in front of that. One has to make sure it's put away.
Is it just meshamash or is it like erva, like if you come out of the shower?
Yes, it's a good shayla. It's we're only talking about meshamash mitase. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Says the Gemara. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi was the one who was machadish to us that it does not suffice to put a cover. You actually have to have a mechitza of asara tfochim so that the Sefer Torah, and Tosfos added chumashim, will be considered in a separate rishus. Says the Gemara story. Mar Zutra Ikla Lebei Rav Ashi. Mar Zutra visited Bei Rav Ashi. Chazye, he saw Leduchte. Leduchte literally translated is, he saw the place. Which place? He saw the place, the Ma'aber Rav Ashi. Rashi says, Leduchte, B'mokoim mitosei. The place means the place of his bed. That's what it means, the place. So he came to Ma'abar Rav Ashi and he happened to notice Ma'abar Rav Ashi's bed. And he saw there was a Demanach Bey Sefer Torah. And he saw there was a Sefer Torah there. Va'ovid Lei Mechitza Asara. And he had made a Mechitza of Asara. So again, you have Ma'a Zutra, who visits Rav Ashi, and he sees that Rav Ashi has done exactly this. Next to his bed is a Mechitza of Asara, after which there is a Sefer Torah. So according to what we learned before, then it will be Muta, because you have a Mechitza of Asara. So what was the problem? Omalei, he said to him, come on. Whose opinion are you following? Kurab Yeshua ben Levi, question mark. Yes, Rabbi Shua ben Levi was the one who just told us that in order to be Meshamash Mitose with a Sefer Torah there, it doesn't help to cover, you have to put a Mechitza Asara. So is that the opinion that you're following? When did Rabbi Shua ben Levi say that you should employ this Eitzah of Mechitza Asara? That's only the less lay. Besa achrina. That's only when you have no other bias, you have no other room to put the Sefer Torah in. But my master, meaning you, Ma'abar Rav Ashi, ho islay besa achrina, question mark. You have another place to put the Sefer Torah. Even Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who was the one who came up with this Eitz of Mechitza Asara, was not suggesting that's what one should do, lechatchila. If you have an alternative option to put the Sefer Torah elsewhere, then that's surely the best. So why have you put a Mechitza of Asara? Because you're following the opinion of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, but Rabbi Shua ben Levi himself only ever suggested this when you have no alternative, and you do. You have another place to put the Sefer Torah. Omalei, so he said to him, Lav Adatoi, says Rashi, Leinosati libi. I did not pay attention to this. You're quite right. I didn't notice. So it sounds like the maskana of the Gemara is that Eino Chanami. It is not lechatchila to have a Sefer Torah in the same room where they're being mishamash mitosai, even with a mechitza asara, if there is an alternative arrangement possible. Meaning you have another bias or another room where you can put the Sefer Torah. If you don't have another room, then that's what Rabbi Shlomo Levi was referring to. So then instead of covering the Sefer Torah, you put a Mechitza Asar. Says the Gemara, Kamo Yarchik Mehenu Min Hatsoyo Arba Amos. This is now going to complete the whole picture of the Sugya that we've been learning now for several weeks. We said there's a halacha that if there's tzoya and one wants to recite Kriya Shema, one has to distance oneself 4 amas. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Omar Rav Schoira, Omar Rav Huna, Lo Ishanu, Elo La'achoy Rav. That only applies when the tzoya is behind him. If it's behind him, then what? Then if you distance yourself 4 amos, then that would suffice. Avol lefonov. But if the tzoya is visible because it's in front of him, then that's a different story. Then kimeloi einov. Marchik mole einov. Then he has to distance himself completely out of sight. As long as you can see the tzoya, even if the tzoya is 10 amos away, it would be also. Whenever we said a distance of 4, what we meant was 4 when it's behind you. 4 amos is considered your rishus, your machane. But if it's in front of you, then as far as the eye can stretch. And the same thing would apply. We were talking about Kriya Shema, but the same would apply also for tefillah. So if a person wants to daven and he detects Soya in the close vicinity. So if it's behind him, 4 amas. If it's in front of him, then he's got to be marachik kimloi einov, as far as the eye can see. Says the Gemara, eini. Is that really true? V'ha'omar Rav Yosef Bar Chanina. Surely Rav Yosef Bar Chanina said. Sorry. V'ha'omar Raphram Bar Papa. But Raphram Bar Papa said, Omar Rav Chista, Oymed Odom Keneged Beis HaKisei Omispalo. A person can daven right opposite a Beis HaKisei. You can stand opposite a Beis HaKisei Omispalel and daven. Now, where is he standing? How far away? So you'll tell me, well, it's more than Dalad Amos. Well, why does that help? But as long as you can see it, you've just now told me that if it's within sight, then even if it is more than Dalad Amos, it is still a problem. Says the Gemara, no. Hocha b'maya skinon. Do you know what we're talking about over here? The Beis HaKisei She'ein Boi Tzoya. We're talking about a Beis HaKisei which has no Tzoya and it's been cleaned out. So if there is really Tzoya, that's what we were discussing before, then four Amos is not the Shia, rather, as long as the eye can see. Here we're talking about a Beis HaKisei where there is no Tzoya. Says Rashi, Keneged Beis HaKisei Berichuk Arba Amos, at a distance of four Amos, with the question being, but why would that help? You can still see. The answer is, the less Boitsoya Shepinu Oisa. What does Shepinu mean? They've cleaned it out. They've cleaned it out. So it sounds like the Gemara is telling you, if they've cleaned out the Beis HaKisei, then even if you can see it, it's no problem. Says the Gemara, one moment, why does that help? V'ha'omer Rav Yosef Bar Chanina. Rav Yosef Bar Chanina told us, Beis HaKisei She'omru, Afal Pi She'ein Boi Tzoya. Rav Yosef is telling us that whenever we talk about Kriya Shema in the vicinity of the Beis HaKisei, that even if there's no Tzoya in it, it's still considered an Issa. So why are you telling me that the reason why you can stand next to the Beis HaKisei is because it has been cleaned out, but we were told elsewhere that even if there's no Tzoya in it, it's still also to say Kriya Shema and to daven there. And so to a Beis HaMerchat, the bathhouse, Shomru, that they discussed in Halacha, is Afal Pi She'ein Boi Odom, even if there's nobody there, but the actual mokim is considered a lack of kavod to say Kriya Shema or daven them. So we're back to square one. How can you tell me that you can stand keneged HaBeis HaKisei and say Kriya Shema with the excuse that the Beis HaKisei has been cleaned out? But it doesn't help. Because even if the Beis HaKisei has been cleaned out and there's no tzoya, it's still awesome. Says the Gemara, Elo, our favorite word, you're right, backtrack. We made a mistake, you're right. Overhaul. We're not talking about a mere heter of Ein Bo Yitzoya, that's not going to be a heter. Rather, Elohoch v'mayaskinon b'chadati. What does it mean, b'chadati? We're talking about it's a new Beis HaKisei. Not an old one which has been cleaned up, but rather it's a new one. What does a new one mean? It's being built, designated to be a Beis HaKisei, but it's never been used. So there it is mutter to say Kriya Shema, even if you can see it. If it is Tzoya there, or even if it is an established Beis HaKisei with no Tzoya, then you cannot say Kriya Shema. But if it is a brand new Beis HaKisei, although designated to be one but never actually used, then you can say Kriya Shema. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry, that's also not straightforward. Why? V'ho mi boyalei l'Ravina. But that is a question that Ravina posed. You're telling me it's so straightforward that if it's a new Beis HaKisei, you can say Kriya Shema. But Ravina actually posed this as a question, and it wasn't so straightforward after all. Mi boy Yelele Ravina. Ravina asked the question. His minoy lebeisakise. We've had this concept before. Zimun hazmona. Hazmona means you've designated it. Mahu question mark. That was Ravina's shayla. Ravina asked the shayla, if you are mazmin, meaning if you designate a beisakise, what's the halacha? Yesh zimun oy ein zimun. Does designating a place as a Beis HaKisei, does that render it also to say Kriya Shema there or not? So why are you telling me as if it's the most obvious thing in the world? That on a brand new Beis HaKisei, you can say Kriya Shema there. It's not so obvious. Ravina wasn't sure at all whether you're allowed to do that or not. Says the Gemara, and this is the final answer, no. Ki komi boy leila Ravina, comma. When did Ravina have this question with regard to designating a Beis HaKisei? That's only le mekam olea, to stand there litzluye to daven begave. Begave means in it. That's when Ravina had a shaila. Ravina had a shaila. Are you allowed to daven inside the designated but not used Beis HaKisei? Yes, that was his question unresolved. But nobody is suggesting that's not what we're talking about. Aval kenegdoi. What does kenegdoi mean? Just facing it? Loi, that's not a problem at all. So in the final analysis, again, if there really is tzoya there, or if it is an established Beis HaKisei, although it's been cleaned out, one cannot say Kriya Shema or Daven, even if it's more than 4 amos away, as long as it's within sight. If it is a new Beis HaKisei, never having been used, albeit it has been designated as one, then you might not be able to say Kriya Shema inside it. That was Ravina's Shaila, but facing it would be okay. Says the Gemara, the final piece of the Gemara before the Mishnah. Omar Rava, and we'll see this is very, very negeah for us. Omar Rava, Hani Bote Kisoi. These Beis HaKisei, the Parasoi of the Persians, Beis HaKisei has a special halacha to it. What is that? Afal Gav de Isbuhu Tsoyo, even though it actually has Tsoyo in it, Kistumin damu. It would be considered sosum. It's like all closed up. What does that mean? Look at Rashi just before the Mishnah. De parsoi b'chafira hayu. Chafira is digging. It was in some digging, excavation. Upihem b'rochoik min hagumo. And the entrance is actually far from the pit. In other words, there was some sort of tunnel, as it were. There's a hole in the ground, and the tzoyo enters it, but the guma means the ditch or the pit, is not there immediately at the entrance to the ground. It's distanced from it. So there's like some sort of tunnel or a pipe. Vehu b'shipua, and it is at a slant. So there's some sort of tunnel or pipe, as we've said. Vahorei, and the excrement, misgalgel v'noifel. It rolls and then falls into the guma. And therefore, even if in the guma there is actually tzoya, but that's actually better with regard to Kriya Shema than a regular Beis HaKisei, even if it doesn't have tzoya. Why? Because over here, the guma is considered to be absolutely all sealed up, even though it's not completely sealed up, obviously, there's some sort of entrance, alley or path or tunnel or pipe, whatever it may be, but it's not near the entrance to the ground. So when you're standing close, in close proximity to that entrance to the ground, you're actually nowhere near the tzoya. And this Moira Veraboisai, of course, has enormous connotations, la halacha. Because here we are learning for about a month or two, all the halachas of Beis HaKisei, but the final line in the entire sugya could turn it all on its own, on its head. Because I think we would all agree that our bote kise are, of course, comparable to the parasoi that the Gemara is talking about. The beis hakise, the very amateur, or what's the word I'm looking for? Primitive. The very primitive beis hakise that the Gemara has been discussing, all of the sugya, is clearly not the beis hakise that we are accustomed to at home. The beis hakise that we have at home is very similar to what the Gemara is describing, this parasoi, in which you have a guma, but you have an entrance, which is basically the beis hakise itself, and then any tzoya will not remain there, will all be transported elsewhere. Which means there is very big room to discuss, therefore, if that's the case, then in theory, maybe one should be allowed, therefore, to say Kriya Shema in the presence of a bathroom, maybe even in the bathroom. Halacha l'maaseh, as we know, the poskim are machlokes, but there definitely are some halachic connotations. Is it with regard to bringing food in there, etc., etc., etc.? So we see in this last line of the Gemara has really turned it on its head, and it may well be that our beis hakiseh is completely different to what the Gemara has been discussing all along. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. But Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow will be the last day of Zman. So we'll just have the perfect timing, Mitzvah Hashem, to see this last Mishnah and last piece of Gemara. And we will have also, therefore, time at the end to do Chazara of this final Daf, or Omid and a half that we've seen. And that will, Be'ezus Hashem, bring us to the end of this month. Everybody should have a wonderful day, Mitzvah Hashem.